Okay, good morning, Boker Tov. We are holding an Ervin Daf Lamed Hey Amid Aleph. We actually got to the top of the Lamed Hey Amid Aleph. We reached Rabbah Rabbi Yosef Damri Tavayo, which is a few lines down from the top of the page. But just to get our bearings of where we what's going on over here, we had mentioned a Mishnah, the Bam and Amid of Lamed Dalma Beis. The Mishnah discussed if a person puts an Erev in a closet and then he loses the key. So as opposed to the earlier cases in yesterday's daf before, where we discussed Erev, which was inaccessible by Banish Mashas because of halachic limitations, different Rishiyas, Rishas Rab, Rishas Yachid. Over here, it's a physical limitation, which really, we're going to, in the Gemara we spoke out, there were some halachic implications as well, but the problem is physically, you couldn't access the food because it was in a box. Tanakhama says it's a good Erev, and Rabbi Eliezer says it is not a good Erev. That's Machlokes Tanakhama and Rabbi Eliezer. The Gemara wants to know, what's behind Tanakhama? Why is it a good Erev? It's the same thing as Huba Makam Echad, then Ruva Makam Echad, just like if he's Rishas Yachid, and the Erev is Rishas Rabbim, and it's inaccessible, it's not a good Erev. So through here, he can't access the Erev, it should be no good. So the Gemara is going to give two answers. We already spoke out one last night. The one last night we spoke out was from, I forgot who the author was, but the one wanted to answer that we're going like Rav Meir, who says that we're talking, Rav Shmuel Damar Tavayo, that we're going like in the case like Rav Meir says, by the fruits on Yom Tiv, if you have a room or a house full of fruits and it's closed off, it's sealed off, but then some of it opens up on Yom Tiv, so the Tanakhama says, whatever's open you can take from, not Mukta, like Rav Shimon. Rav Meir says you can even remove the bricks and make an opening to take, and the Mar elaborated that over there, you're only able to do that if it wasn't cemented, only if the bricks weren't cemented. We said, Anachami, our case too, where it wasn't cemented. In fact, but Rav Zeira said that case, Rav Meir is makel only by Yom Tiv, to take away the bricks even when they're not cemented. On Shabbos, such a mochamer, taking away the bricks even when they're not cemented, there's a problem. I says, you're right. No. Our Mishnah is talking about Yom Tiv, not talking about Shabbos. Says the Gemara, 1 second, but there's a brisa that clearly discusses this machlekes, Rabbi Tanakhama, and Rabbi Eliezer, the box missing the key, and discusses in Rabbi Eliezer Shita that if the key is somewhere in the city, you're able to transport it back according to Shim and Gagas, Kafifas, and Chatzeris, then it's permissible. But if it's in the field, then it's a problem. But if we're talking about a Yom Tiv, carrying out this mitzvah anyway, what will be the difference between the city and the field? So the Gemara said, Chasur Mechasur, you're right. You have to add into the Brice and say that on Shabbos, you have this Mechleikis. I'm sorry, on Yom Tiv, we say it's Stam in general Mechleikis. If you're missing the key, according to Tanakhama, it's fine. According to Reb Lezer, as long as you can find the key somewhere, it's okay, no matter where it is. On Shabbos, it would depend where the key is. If it's in the field, it's a problem. If it's in the city, then it'd be okay because you can move it from place to place. So just a couple quick points on this Mali Be'ir, Mali Basada. So if it's on Shabbos, if it's on Yom Tiv, who cares if it's in the field, who cares if it's in the city? You're not carrying Shabbos. So Rishash points out that we seem to be going in Shitas Rabbi Eliezer. We know Rabbi Eliezer was a Shamuti. Beishamai holds that on Yom Tiv also there's a Din of Eitzah, not just on Shabbos, on Yom Tiv also. We don't pass in the way, but Beishamai holds on Yom Tiv Din of Eitzah. So what's the problem? What's the first question? Mali Ear Mali Sada, if we're going under Shitas Rabbi Eliezer, who holds like Beishamai, who holds that on Shabbos, on Yom Tiv also, there's a din of Haitzah, so the Gemara would have read beautifully. The Gemara has no question. The interpretation of the Brisa fits like a glove. Rabbi Eliezer Lishtasa is worried about where the key is found, even on Yom Tiv, because even on Yom Tiv, there's a problem of Haitzah. Therefore, Dafka in the city, is it okay? In the field, it'll be no good. Says Rishash, because of this, you have to switch the Girsa. It's not Rabbi Eliezer, it's Rabbi Lazar. He switches in this whole Gemara, this whole Mishnah, Brisa. The author is Rabbi Lazar, not Rabbi Eliezer, because otherwise, the problem with that is Shamuti. Point number one. Point number two is that we spoke yesterday from Tosfos. We discussed the Shaila of Ain Binyan V'Stir B'Kelim. What's the issue? In the Havmina, before we spoke about bricks and cement, which is more of a real binyan, a real house, a real box, what about the, we must have assumed there was a wooden closet, and the Gemara will actually get to this far in today's daf, coming up in a few lines. So Tosfos addresses in the Gemara's Havmina over here, why don't we just say, smash the Kli, because Ain Binyan V'Stir B'Kelim, there's no issue of destruction of Seisr by a Kli. So Tosfos points out, well, we've spoken about many times in Shabbos, and it could be yesterday quoted Tosfos Svar from Shabbos. Tosfos says a little differently. There's a few Svaras in the Rishonim when we would apply, even according to Beis Hillel says Ain Binyan V'Stir B'Kelim. Shabbos says there is. Beis Hillel says there's no Binyan V'Stir B'Kelim. Even according to Beis Hillel, we'd say that there is an issue of Binyan and V'Stir B'Kelim in a few cases. So we'll just go over quickly some of the scenarios of the Rishonim. It's basically three basic scenarios. Either if the Kli is built very strongly, if the Kli is built by an Uman, which could be almost two of the same ideas. It was built by an Uman, and if it was Ma'is Uman, and lastly, if it's a large Kli. If it's a large Kli, those are cases where even if you hold normally Ain Binyan V'Stir B'Kelim, in those cases you say Yesh Binyan V'Stir B'Kelim, even not by concrete, brick, and cement, even by a Kli made out of wood, you'd say Yesh Pinyim Stir B'Kel, and therefore Tosfos suggests that could be that this answer, Rav Shmuel Amit Avayu, they were understanding that the case of here fits one of those criteria, and therefore that was an option, and therefore they came out this other answer. The Gemara in the second Teretz, getting a little ahead of ourselves, we'll circle back to this concept of Ein Binyan V'Seir B'Kelim. One last point on what we spoke of last night, just came up after the shiur, so the Elam was discussing, if he's in the city, if the key is in the city, what's the difference? You're saying you're able to go derech gagas, chaseris, and kafifas in order to access the Erev, but if he's in the middle of a city, who needs Erev in the middle of a city? The answer is, like we said last night, the answer is in order to connect one city to another city. He really lives in a different city. He wants to make an Erev in the second city to have the Tchum 2,000 Amos outside of the second city. And therefore, it would be such a case relevant, similar to what we had with the Ibur Shalir and 2 days ago's daf. Okay. Says the Gemara Vayter. Rabbi Yitzchak ben Tavar. Now we have the Teretz number 2. We are around 10 lines down from the top of the page. First words on the line. Rabbi Yosef, Damir Tavayum, Hach b'Migdal Sheisaskinan. The explanation for Mishnah is we're talking about a closet made of wood. Damir Sever Kliu, Tanakam holds a Kli, Vein Binyan Bekelim, Estir Bekelim. That's exactly the Teretz that Tosfos was avoiding in the first Pahalach, because he was bothered why they didn't say this clear Teretz. So, this answer, Rabbi Yisrael, are indeed going with this answer. The Tanakhama holds, we treat the closet like a kli. Once it's a kli, we have a klal eminim v'stir v'kelim, and therefore, Tanakhama says, it's considered accessible because you could break, you know, by the way, to be clear, and this came up after the shiur yesterday as well, you don't have to break the kli to get the food. The fact that you're able to break the kli to get the food, that's sufficient. It's considered a good erev. Umayr sava oilu, Rabbi Lazar holds that's an oil. Since it's an oil cannot be demolished. An oil, it has an of stira. It is an issue of stira on Shabbos or Yom Tov. And therefore, it wouldn't be a good Erev. We'll put the time tonight. This machlekes tanakh rabbi Elazar, whether we treat this like an oil or a clean, is in the following Mishnah. The time we learned in a Mishnah. This is a Mishnah in Zav in Perek Dal Mishnah Gimel. Hikish agave sheda teva migdil. If this is talking about a Zav, if a Zav hit a carriage, a crate, or a closet, and he caused it to move. Now, just to remind ourselves, we've spoken about many times, Masechta Shabbos, I even came up with this Masechta already a little bit, this also came up this Masechta, but we spoke more about Tumas Meshav, Tumas Mishkav Meshav, Medris, Reichav, sitting on something, a Zav, when he sits on something, it conveys Tumma, but over there we spoke about the Chumah that conveys Tumma on the same level. It actually makes the item, if he's not a Tumma, makes the item that he sat on, an avatam as well, which is nafkamina, because only an avatam can make a person and food tame. Once we get to a lower tumma, once we get to a regional tumma, it cannot make a food or a person tame. That actually will come up later in today's daf as well. Okay, so says the Mishnah over there. Here we're talking about a new tumma. This tumma is heset. If the Zav simply moves it, without touching it directly, if he moves the item, that's considered, that gives off tumma. Tameim, that's Tanakama. He causes the closet, the crate, the carriage to move. He makes him tummy. Rabbi Chaim, Rabbi Shimon, Matarim. They say, no, it's Tar. Now, what's the Machlekes? My love of Kamifikli, my love of Kliu, or my love of Ailu. Isn't the Machlekes because Tanakama holds it's a Kli, and therefore, since it's a Kli, it's Reyla Kabotumma, and therefore, moving these items make a tummy. And Rabbi Chaim, Rabbi Shimon say Tar. The Chir, what aren't the argument? Because they say that it's not a Kli. They say it's like an oil. It's considered like a binyan, and a binyan is not a Kabotumma, and that's why moving it won't make a tummy. The Chir, this Machlekes, the way we explain the Machlekes in our Mishnah is seemingly the same Machlekes as the Mishnah in Zavim. Abaya, Amar Abaya, the Tizra Abaya says, could that be? Vatanya. We learned in Abaya, oil v'nisa tame. If a Zav hits a tent and it moves, it becomes tame. Kli v'nin is a tar. And if the Zav hits a Kli and it doesn't move, it remains tar. Uktani Seifa. And at the end of the Mishnah that we quoted before, it says, if they are moved, then they are tame. Even according to Mechem Hashem, and also at the end of the Mishnah we just quoted in Zav, it says, if they actually moved, it would be tame. So we see that the Klal really, the Mishnah is about to say Klal. We see that if it moves, whether it's a Kli or whether it's a tent, it's tame anyways. That can't be the Mechalikas. Zeh Klal. Nisa machmas kaychay tamei, machmas ra'adatar. Here's the insight. If it becomes tamei from his kayach, from his direct force, then it's tamei. If it moves from his direct force, then it's tamei. However, if it moves from the vibrations that the Zav caused, then it's going to be tar. So Elamar Abaye. So now we have to explain what's the machlekes from Nechemia and Reb Shimon against Tanakama over there. Why Nechemia and Reb Shimon say it's tar when he's moving it? Elamar Abaye. Do kula amahasa machmas kayachay tamei. Everyone agrees if something's moved, machmas as kayach is going to be tamei. Whether it's going to be these crates, these closets, or another kli, it's going to be tamei. And everyone agrees on the flip side, machmas ra'ad tar. If it moves because of vibration, it's going to be tar. We're going to elaborate in a moment. What does that mean? Machmas kayach, machmas ra'ad from Rashi. It's machlekes like Rishonim. V'hachabra Ra'ada Machmas Keichai Eskinan. Over here, it's talking about Ra'ada Machmas Keichai. The vibrations are Machmas Keichai. So again, Keichai is very simple. When it's direct Keichai, if he pushes it and it moves, it completely moves from its place, that's obviously Keichai. Ra'ada means he causes vibrations on the ground, and that causes it, and that moves it. But within that, we're going to see a nuance. B'hacha B'hakam Ifagim. Vibrations machmas keichai. That's where we have machlekes. Again, if it moves machmas keichai for sure tamei, machmas just ra'ada for sure tar. Ra'ada machmas keichai. That's going to be the machlekes. If I can mention Yemar Sava Hesed, Umar Sava lehavi Hesed. Machlekes is if that's called Hesed or not. Tanakhama says that when you have ra'ada machmas keichai, that's called Hesed, and it's going to be tamei. Rab Nechemia and Rab Shimon say no. That over there, it's going to be. Now we still have to get back to our Mishnah. What's going to be Pshat in our Mishnah? One second. But what's this Nekuda? What's the difference between Hesed Machmas Ra'ada? That's one level. The vibrations is moving because of the vibrations. And the next level where we're saying everyone agrees that's not considered. Hesed Machmas Ra'ada is not Tamei. That's for sure Tar. Ra'ada Machmas Kaychai, we're saying this is Machlaikis. So Rashi and Ritva explain Hesed Machmas Ra'ada is where he shakes the ground and it moves. Because he shakes the ground, this item is next to the ground, it moves from its place because of his shaking. That's kayach kaychai, and that's not considered moving it. Interesting. That's a Rashi to learn. That's Ra'ada Machmas Kaychai. Ra'ada Machmas Kaychai is, he shakes the ground, and it moves from its place because of him shaking the ground. That's considered, not considered moving it. Whereas, when he hits the item itself, and it moves around, but it doesn't leave its place, that's Heset Machmas Ra'ada. That's what it means, Heset Machmas Ra'ada. That we're saying that would be considered, sorry, I said it opposite. Hesed Machmas Ra'ada is where it moves because he caused vibrations in the ground. That's Kayach Kaychai. That's two steps away. And that's what we said everyone agrees is Tar, according to Rashi. Ra'ada Machmas Kaychai is where he pushes the item itself and it moves, but it stays in its place. That's where Machlaikis, whether it's Tamei. But in a case where he moves the ground and it moves from its place, even though it moves from its place, since it's a Madrega away, he never touched the item, that's for sure Kaychai. That's not going to be Tamei. That's the case that's Tar, according to Rashi and the Ritva. The Rash in the Mishnayos learns, understandably so, you can hear it's far exactly opposite. Rash says, when the item ultimately didn't move from its place, that's Hesed Machmas Ra'ada, that's moving from vibrations, but it's still in the same location, that's not going to be considered Tamei L'chol Deis, that's going to be Tar. When's the Machlaikis, where he may have caused it to move indirectly by shaking the ground, which caused it to move, but it actually moved? That's where it's going to be a Machlaikis, whether it's Tamei or not. That is a Rash learned, so it's Mamish seemingly opposite Malchim from Rashi Ritva versus the Rash, what's considered Hesed Machmas Ra'ada and what's considered Ra'ada Machmas Kaychai. Again, the Afmin is Hesed Machmas Ra'ada, we're saying, is not enough of moving. Everyone agrees it's Tar in that case, whereas Ra'ada Machmas Kaychai is going to be a Machlaikis. Okay, so we said now that we see from the Mishnah Zav, that the Machlaikis of Rabbi Basif, this cannot be, this Machlaikis that we try to establish over there, that the Mishnah in Zavim, talking about a Kli versus a Eil, cannot be the explanation. So Masisa by Mukila, so how are you going to interpret our Mishnah? Abavar number Tavayu, Bimanul Vakatim Masaskinan. So what's going to be the case in our Mishnah, back by us? We don't find a clear right indication to make a distinction between a closet and whether you call it an Eil, whether you call it a Kli. To call the closet an Eil or a Kli is not a good distinction because we see the whole source that was Zav, and by Zav we fell off of that. So what's the explanation of our Mishnah and Rabbi Eliezer, whether or not it's okay to use this Erev in the box when the box is sealed. Says the Gemara, we're talking about a case of a class which has a lock, has a rope tied around. Basically, it's tied, it's locked with a rope around it. So no matter how you open it, you still have to cut the rope. That's the key. Gemara says it straight out. You need a knife to cut open the rope. It's a very strong rope. You need a knife to cut open. What's the Shaila? It's ironically enough, we're going to be the second time in this Amud, in this Gemara, in order to interpret this Mishnah, we're going to get involved in a Machlekes with Shitas from Nechemia, the Tana of Nechemia. Says Gemara, Tanakam is Savalek Rabbeisi, Tanakam is Rabbeisi, who holds Kol HaKelim Matalim B'Shabbos. All Kelim can be used on Shabbos. Any Kli which is considered Mutter to use on Shabbos, any Kli which is the status of a Kli, is not considered Muktzah, and it can be moved on Shabbos, except for certain Kelim, which we've spoken in the past. Pashas would say Muktzah Machas Lar Kis, maybe it's Muktzah Machas Isser, but says Gemara, Chutz Memesar Gadol, a huge Soa, a large soa, yeser shemachrisha, or a certain type of yeser that's used in the plow. The point is that those are muktzah because people are very makbet use them only for their usage, and therefore it's muktzah machas lar kis. That's the simple explanation over there. But any other kli which is used regularly has a status of a kli and can be used for a head to the gaifin, even if I'm using it for an unusual use on Shabbos. For example, my steak knife, my bread knife, I'm using it now to cut a rope. That's fine because since the knife is able to be used for bread or for steak, for whatever it is, for food, it's very normal to use it on Shabbos. Therefore, I could use it to cut a rope as well. That That is the sheet of Rabbeisi, and that's beyond the Mishnah that according to Tanakama, that you're able to access the box which has a rope around it by cutting through the rope, no problem. For Rabbi Lezer, who says that that's not an option, Sabla Krem Nechemia, he also got a Nechemia. The only way is if you get the proper key and open it, but if you have to cut through the rope, it's not going to be good, because Yosef Mechemid, who says, Dafilu, we had this a couple times in Shabbos, Dafilu talus, afilu tarvid. Even if you have a talus, some clothing, or a spoon, these are clearly things that are kli shemlach lehetar, Rashi points out. The kelim that are used for hetadika usages, and should not be involved with muksa, presumably. He holds no, ein vitalim el tzertashmishan. They can only be used for their usage, for their normal usage, which Rashi explains to mean, and this more fits beautiful like Rashi. Rashi explains this to mean, its normal usage means, even if you're using it to cut, the knife to cut, that's not good. Because you have to use it for its normal usage, which is to cut food. I use the spoon normally for food. I use the clothing normally to wear it as clothing. I want to start using it for a different type of usage, even if it relates to the normal usage. Even if it relates to the normal usage. For example, using the knife to cut something, our case, still won't be good because I use it normally to cut food, and this is not cutting food. That fits very well like Rashi. However, there are Rishonim that quote from Rechanan, Rashba and Ran, they quote from Rechanan that the Rechemis Kepeda is if it's not being used for the same malacha. Meaning if you're using it for a totally different usage, using a knife to be a wedge to maybe pluck open a door or something, or using it for some other purpose, then it's no good. But if you're using it to cut, that would be good. So according to those Rishonim, that's the Rashba and the Ran from Rechanan, in general, Rechemis Din, according to the Malachan, Mechem is din, l'chari over here should be good. I'm using it to cut. Yeah, normally I use it to cut food, but I'm still using it. I'm using it to cut. I'm cutting the rope, and therefore it should be fine. What will be the issue over here, according to the Malach? So first we're saying, we're not talking about a knife. We have to say we're talking about using a fork to cut. A fork is not normally used to cut. Using a fork to cut, that's the problem. And a chami using a knife would be fine. Our discussion is where he didn't have, let's say, a knife available to cut the rope. The only thing that he could use, or maybe it wasn't sharp enough, the only thing he used to cut the rope is to kind of stab it with some sort of fork. And that's not, certainly not the normal usage, and therefore it's no good. But you can't learn to talk about a knife, because according to the Rishonim, using a knife in a cutting fashion would be okay. But ultimately, again, so we have, as I think I said before, is two. Ultimately, we have three malachim had to explain, or three attempted. One of them we deflected. Three attempted malachim had to explain the machlekes in our Mishnah, Rabbi Lezer, Tanakam, whether or not you can have an Erev in a box and the key is lost, whether it works or not. Tanakam says it works, Rabbi Lezer says it doesn't work. We have the first malach was, we're talking about whether or not you're able to dismantle bricks. These were bricks that weren't cemented in, and whether or not you're able to dismantle them to move them aside to access, is it considered an issue of moving them away to access it on Shabbos or not? That's explanation number one. Or Yom Tov would be the same thing, by the way. Explanation number two was Fakert. Dafka Yom Tov. We're talking about Yom Tov. Shabbos would be an issue. Dafka Yom Tov is there a discussion whether you can dismantle the bricks to access it on Shabbos? You certainly couldn't do it, but Tanakama says on Yom Tov you can, like a mayor, and Reb Lezer says even on Yom Tov you cannot. That was explanation number one. Explanation number two, which we deflected, was that Tanakama holds as the status of a kli, and we say ain steer bekalim, and Reb Lezer says has the status of a oil, and therefore it's a problem of stira. Lemais, we shlucked it up because we end up saying that the mishnah we want to bring a proof to that there's a machlekes by this klaza, whether it's called the oil or whether it's called the kli, doesn't make that such a distinction, and therefore we fall off the malach. The third malach is where we're talking about where there's a rope around it, so if you don't have the key to open it up, you have to cut through the rope, and it's cutting through the rope an issue. According to Tanakam, it's not an issue because you're using a kli shemalach leheter, a kli which is used for otherwise other mutadik usages, and therefore it's no problem to cut the rope open. Whereas according to Mechemia, that's Rabbi Lezer, goes like Mechemia, who says that even to use a kli shemach leheter for it's not using it for its normal usage is problematic. And over here, whether using a knife according to Rashi or according to other Rishonim, using some other apparatus to cut it open is going to be problematic. It's not its regular usage, and therefore it's a problem according to Rabbi Lezer. Okay, Zuck the Mishnah.
Yeah, just to point out that so like the Rishas can't be Rabbi Lezer.
Yes. Yeah.
That the Mechemia and Rabbi Lezer are tied together.
Yeah.
Sorry, I was going to ask that. So, according
to Rabbi Elizabeth, just to be clear, when the key is available, you don't need to cut the rope, right? So, that discussion of the Brisa, whether the key is in the Sadda, the key is in the city, that's a shaila of whether it's accessible to bring the key to the box. If it's in the city, it's Yosef Kabshimin, they can go Gagas Chateiris and Kafifas and bring it to the box. Right. And therefore, it's okay to open it. Whereas if it's in the Sadda, you won't be able to access, you won't be able to bring it to the box. Therefore, you got a problem. So that's a separate point. In this term, we're talking about where you don't have the key. That's where we have that. That's where we have an issue. Okay. Zakti Mishnah. This gago chutz tchum. If the air rolled out of the tchum, it rolled out of tchum. So it rolled out of his neir avisas bin his tchum in order to extend the tchum further. It rolled out nafal alav gal, or Case number two, a pile of rubble fell on top of it, which we'll discuss in the Gemara. The pile of rubble cannot be removed. We'll discuss what we're talking about. It can't be removed on a rabbinic level, which would be shver, because that means, not shver, but that would mean going like the rabbanon that says that banish mashas, issur drabbanon does apply, or talking about some sort of case where there's a deraisa issue of removing the rubble, and then if it even going to Rebbe, the Gemara will speak that out. A nisraf, or the Erev got burnt. Chuma v'nimes, or the Erev was chuma, became tummy, which is not edible by anybody. Mabaydaim, if this happens while it's still Friday, ain't an Erev, it's certainly not good Erev. If it happens while it's still day, or an Erev Yomtiv, then it's certainly not good Erev. Right? Because Erev has to be fit by Benesh Mashas. Meshech HaShechar is Erev, if it happens after dark, then it is a good Erev. It's fine, because once it was good Beshas Benesh Mashas, it's okay. Im Safek, if it only got destroyed after nightfall, then it's fine. Im Safek, what if it's a Safek when this happened? We don't know if this happened before the onset of Shabbos or after the onset of Shabbos. So Rav Meir, Hareza Chamar Gamal. This is like the donkey driver who's a camel driver. Basically means he's stuck. He's stuck in between both. He has to be worried about both chumras. He has to wear both chumras. He has to be worried that maybe the Erev was made. Let's not forget, when you make the Erev, it's great. He's granting himself 2,000 more amas in, let's just say he's making the Erev to the west. He's granting himself 2,000 more amas to the west. Now he has 4,000 amas to the west, but he diminished. He has only Don Amas to the east. He lost more than Don Amas to the east. We have to worry both chumras. We have to worry that maybe the Erev was good and he loses his accessibility to go to the east. On the flip side, before maybe it's no good, and he doesn't get 4,000 amas to the west, he only has 2,000 amas to the west. So basically, he doesn't get the benefit of using the Erev, and he doesn't get the benefit of going back to his original status, which is going 2,000 amas to the opposite direction of where the Erev was made. It's, you go both Sodom Chumra. However, Beis Reb Shimon Aymer, no, Safik Erev Kusher, and Beis Reb Shimon say, Safik Erev is Kusher, we say it's Kusher, Misafik. Amrab Yesi, Rabbi says, Avtumas Eid Mishum Chamish Kenim Avtumas said a testimony for the name of five Chachamim, Al Safik Erev Shkusher, that Safik Erev is Kusher. Now, all of us that are keeping score, that remember we spoke out a few days ago, we talk about this, by the way, that by Erevin, we spoke at his father to go to Kula. We actually asked as a Shaila, that one, we have a Suffolk, we had a discussion earlier, we have a Suffolk, if the Erev should be good, it should be a Suffolk in a Drabban, a Suffolk Drabban in the Kula. So we said a Shark alumnus, why we don't say that. Lamais, we pass like a basic Suffolk Erev, like a basic Arab Shimon, that a Suffolk Erev is Kusher. We do pass that way. So first of all, is that Dafka Gabi Erev Tchumim, which we're talking about, or who had in the Gabi Erev Chazeres and Shuvim Voice, Rambam, Perak Aleph, Lech Chaval, and Echaz Erevin says, who had in? We paskin that both the Gabi Erev Tchumim and the Gabi Erev Chazeres and Shuvim Voice, over there, as I understand it, would only be a Kula, it wouldn't be Chumim at all, over there, at least on a simple level, over there, it would only be Kula, but the bottom line is, we do say the Kula, that we say the Erev works by a Suffolk Erev, these Dinah Darabanan, and we paskin the Suffolk does work. Now, the big discussion is that Shaar HaMelech raises the question, which really touches on the alumnus we said, I forgot, I'm getting out who we said it from a couple days ago, so Shmack alumnus, but that when you have a Suffolk, you want to say Suffolk Lakula, if you're not sure, then Lakhira, you have a Tartis Asri, right? Because if I make my Erev, Chal, I have, yes, 4,000 Amas to the west, but I lose my 2,000 Amas to the east. If I don't make a Chal, I have 2,000 Amas to the east, 2,000 Amas to the west. So whichever way I go, I have a Kula in one direction, but I have a Chumra in the other direction. Do you apply a concept of Safik Yabon the Kula? You're certainly not going to apply it to both ways the Kula. That doesn't make sense. That would be Tartis Asri. But if that's the case, how maybe I shouldn't be able to apply it at all? That is the question Shaar HaMelech raises, which is, again, it was a svar that we brought again from one of the Achrenim a couple of ago, to say why we taka don't say stam as a safik darbanu the kula by a safik erev. Meister Shaar HaMelech wants to say that in the Chami, that the way you have to approach it is that lechayra, if a person makes an erev and then it's a safik if it was good, we go the kula and we say it for sure was good, and he's locked into that side, the erev side. He's taka locked into that side. To say safik and go the kula both ways, that's certainly not an option, and that would end up being a chumra. He'd lose. That would be like the Tanakam in the Mishnah. That would be like the first shita. Rather, we say it goes like the tzad. Not that he has the right to choose which one he wants. Even that also be shver. Rather, it goes into, like, gets locked into the tzad of the air of being chal, and he has 4,000 amas to the west. Let's say in our case, and only 4 amas to the east. Now we keep talking about 4 amas, or even more importantly, in the first case, the Mishnah is galgal chutzat chum. The air rolled out of his chum. What does it mean rolled out of his chum? How far out of his chum did it roll? Let's see. This galgal chutzat chum says the Gemara. The air rolled out of his chum. Am revelation shanu el shes galgal. It's only if it rolled out of the 4 amas. If it's still within his 4 amas, then it's fine. Because we know a person always has, wherever his border is, he has 4 amas past the border, so to speak. And it's a machlekes in the Rishayim. We probably referenced this earlier in the Masechta. What does it mean he has 4 amas past his border? When he has 4 amas past the border, does that mean he has 4 amas in each direction? Or does he have 2 amas in each direction? Again, half mean is when a person finds, let's say, out of the border totally. Could he go 4 amas both ways, which we always say, out is 16 square amas? Or could he only go 2 amas each way? Further, same idea as when he is, let's say, within his border. He's within his tchum. and the Erev was within the Chum, and the Erev rolled out. But we're saying he gets an additional four Amas. Is it two Amas to the west and two Amas to the east? Or is it four Amas to the west and four Amas to the east outside of the original 2,000 Amas that he still has? Rabbi Yenis says it's four Amas in each direction. However, Rambam and Bartunu are arguing, they say, no, it's only two Amas in each direction. Big Machos was showing him whether it's four or two Amas. When we say four Amas here, does it mean two and two or four in each direction? Okay, but that's like the Gemara just qualifying. In our case, when it rolled out, it has to have rolled out further than four Amas from the boundary. Because within four Amas the boundary, is still okay. He's still able to access that, and it still would be a good Erev. Now, it's important to Tosfos, but
we're not going to like Rebbe that supposed to be in the Smashus is mutter.
Why are you saying that?
Why? Because maybe being a Smashus, you could walk.
Very good. I was about to be up for Tosfos. So look at Tosfos. Look at the jump of the Tosfos. Very good, Lizer. Jump at the bottom of Tosfos. I'm just going to reference it for a second. I won't spend much time on it. Says Tosfos, Iskagochus Tchum, Afilu Tchum and Derabanan. Vafilu le Rebbe. This is Mamish word for word, but I think where you were going. Even if you're Tchum is Rabbanan, and even if you go like Rebbe, Damar Koshu, Mishum Shvus, Le Gazu Ben Shmashas, so you want to say, Mekom Makam Lehavi Erev, Afagad Ben Shmashas, Matal Mishkli, you can still go there, Vasui, keep them Kana Shvis, Makam Shizgagal Erev, Haya Amen Ata Chutz Tchum, Vainle Le Abba Amas, Hilgach Tikno Rabbanan Shle Erev, El Kashu Batecha Tchum. This gets back to the Svara we once touched on. We spoke out that similar idea, I think it's a similar idea. We spoke out earlier that, when we had discussions whether the food cannot be eaten by me. I can't eat the food. I'm a Nazir. I can't drink this wine. I'm a Yisrael. I can eat the Truma. One man said, it's fine because others can eat it. Another man said, no, it's okay. Even if I can eat it, it's no good. But then we had a further discussion where I can't access it, but others can. And we said over there, why don't you say the same thing? Since others can access it, that should be good. And we said, because the whole idea of Erev is Makam Shvisa, I have to be in that place. And if I'm not in that place, it's not considered a good Makam Shvisa. So it seems like Tosfos is subscribing to that. It's a similar idea. That even if you want to say that on a rabbinic level, you can get the idea being over in Isra Abanan to set up an Erev in the first place with the Makam Shvisa that requires him being over Isra Abanan to get to his Makam Shvisa in the first place, that's a problem. Not to be confused with what we had yesterday, which is where I'm in my Makam Shvisa, and I can access the Erev, I deming over there, but okay, so that's we say, Ein Shvus, but to have my whole Makam Shvisa be considered only I deming over Isra Abana, that could be perhaps no good. Okay, says the Gemara, Nafal of Gal. If he fell, if a pile of rubble fell on it, this might be the same conversation that you just brought up, whether it's Rebbe Darbanan, a heap fell on top of the Erev, we're saying it's considered, if it happened while daytime, it's not a good Erev because it was inaccessible by Ben Ishmashas. It was assumed that we're talking about a case where if the owner wanted to, he can take it out from under the rubble without being even a steraisa. I mean, it could be a Rabbanan, but it's not a steraisa. They must like Rebbe Slacher, ambitious like Rebbe Dik Rebbe, Hamar Kodavishmashas, like Gozov and Ben Ishmashas, anything which is only Darbanan, we're not good to Ben Ishmashas, and it's Kedai, I know it's the third or fourth day in a row mentioning this. Can I mention it again? That's a machlekes in the Rishonim. Some Rishonim, I should say machlekes, but some Rishonim certainly qualify. Rambam qualifies that Rebbe says it only by mitzvahs. Only by mitzvahs do we say ain shvus by minish mashas. You're allowed to be over derabanan by minish mashas. That's the Rambam and the Ritva and the Rishonim. The Rivet seems to qualify even further. That's only the guy by Erev, which Erev is a mitzvah. We spoke out. Erev is a mitzvah. You're doing it for mitzvah purposes. But only the guy by Erev are we saying Rebbe is Mekel, otherwise Rebbe wouldn't be Mekel. Okay, by the way, L'chayr over here, it's Erev. It's Erev. You have the mitzvah of Erev. We say you only make Erev for mitzvah purpose anyway. So why L'chayr, so according to Kashvitz, according to all the Rishonim, why according to Rebbe, wouldn't you be able to access this Erev through this pile of rubble if it's only Drabanan? Says the Mer explains, no, I feel time with Rebbe. It can be like Rebbe, because who told you it's Drabanan? We're talking about the Raisa, Litzricha, the boy Mar V'chatzina. We're talking about a case we need a hoe and a pick to excavate. You need Kalim. You need to do an act of a real proper act. They consider this an act of either chayrish. Some rishonim want to say it's chayrish. Others want to say it relates to baina. It's kalim they used in binyan. Okay, but it's some sort of malacha derais over here, and therefore will be inaccessible by Ben Ishmashas even according to Rebbe. Actually, this reminds me to point out when we finished the shir, we discussed that according to Rabbi Yezer, when you're carrying the key from the city derech gagas chateres kafifas, so we discussed that's okay. But if it's the sudden, then it's not okay. Even though Rabbi Shimon allows to carry pachas medal amas by tefillin in the Sada, legabe that, Rabbi Lezer goes like there are button and doesn't allow pachas machas arba'amas. So we pointed out, we quickly referenced, there's a conversation about Rabbi Shimon's talking about by mitzvah of tefillin. We're not talking about mitzvah of tefillin. So just to clarify, we're talking about a mitzvah. By Erevin, of course, we have a mitzvah. Erevin is always a mitzvah. Erevin, there's all idea of making Erev Tchumim. We spoke about it in the past. We had a whole discussion of mitzvah Abahasanu or not. We discussed that the idea of Erev is typically is only said when the person needs the Erev Tchumim to go to a shir, to go be big mvakachayim. He's doing it for some sort of mitzvah purposes. That's what we're enabling. We're saying he can make an Erev. So it's also a mitzvah. It's not completely incomparable to the case of tefillin where it's being done for a mitzvah. Even so, some Rishonim are bothered and said, how could you compare doing a mitzvah to be able to go to a shir and go as opposed to saving a davar shkusha, saving tefillin? Of course, we could say that Hashem is making by saving davar shkusha, going pachas pachas barab amas. But over here, he wouldn't allow you to carry the key back pachas pachas barab amas in order to make an air of kush, in order to be able to go to a shir or something or be chaylam. And therefore, according to those who shine him, you have to take out the word kirabanan. And again, I should have spoken this out earlier, right, when we started the shir today. But in that last gemara, right at the top of Lamehem and Aleph, toward the top, we spoke about that Reb Shimon, the guy begagas chayes kaseres kafifas, and going up the rabbanan. When it's in the field, they take out the rabbanan. Even Reb Shimon would agree. Reb Shimon only said a leniency by tefillin. He wouldn't say in this case, and some Rishonim take out the word rabbanan over there. That's just a key point that I forgot to speak out earlier. Okay, so that's the gemara. Here we're talking about, again, a case of Isteraisa, and it goes even according to Rabbi. Now the Gemara is bothered. Why do we need all these cases? Meaning the case where it rolls out, and the case where it's covered by rubble. In both cases, the Erev is inaccessible, and therefore, it's no good. Who needs both cases? If you tell me the case of Niskagel where the Erev rolled out, Bishop the Lesser Gabe, because it's not by him. It's not near him. Out of his area, out of his domain. Avanafel of Gal, Tisa Gabe, but where it's by him. You're right, it's covered, but it's by him. Maybe since it's still in his location, therefore it's okay. And the flip side, it's going to be fairly obvious. If you tell me the case of Gal, it's covered, and therefore Mamash can't access it. Amnas Galga, when it rolled, Zimdasi Zika Masle. It rolled, it's just a little drop out of his tchum. But the wind can blow back and it can come back close to him. Same lav Erev, therefore it should be good. Kamashma in both cases, Sricha, then in both cases, it's not considered a good Erev. Vaiti the Mishri said, Enisrif, if the Erev was burnt before while it's still daytime, or Chumat Minitame, so it was Chumat that became Tame, it's not a good Erev. Lamali, Vaiti, why don't we need two more cases? It's Vaiti the same idea. The Erev is no good when Shabbos, at the onset of Shabbos, if the Erev is inedible or inaccessible, it's not a good Erev. So what's the additional Chiddush of Nisraf or Chumat Tmeya? Says Martana Nisraf, top of Bayez. It says the case of Nisraf, teacher the Kayach of Rabbi Yasi, who says, by case of Suffolk, it's going to be good, the Erev, even if it's a Suffolk, if it even existed by the time Shabbos started. So Suffolk, if it existed, so what? We still say it's a good Erev. And Tana Truman Tmeya, the opposite way, Truman Tmeya, the Kayach of Rameir. Rameir is the one that says that it's no good by this case of Suffolk in the Mishnah. It's Chamar Gamal. It's no good. You have the worst of both worlds, because if you treat that may be good, but we're not sure if it's good, we go to Chumra, even in a case where it exists. It just became Tame. So you'd say you could assume it became Tame at the latest moment possible. Since it became Tame at the latest moment possible, therefore it would be a good Erev if you can be Mekel. Rameir's Machmer, even when it exists, it just became Tame, he's Machmer that we have to be concerned. It became Tame earlier before Shabbos, and Masafik, he's concerned. And Rabbeis was saying the flip side holds it's good, even if it got burned up and no longer exists, we could assume that it was there by Banish Mashas, and we can allow it to be a good Erev, even though right now it's fully burned. So that's more of a Sefer Rameir's Fake L'Chumra. This is going to be the focus of the rest of the Amud onto tomorrow's Daf. This concept. Rameir says by Suffolk, go to Chumra. Clearly in our Mishnah, Rameir is saying that we go to Chumra by this Erev, which is a Suffolk, we go to Chumra. Says Gemara, is that really true? Rameir Shita Vatnan. We learned in a Mishnah, again, this is a Mishnah, Gavi Tovatara in Mikvois. Mishnah Mikvois in the second parak, right at the beginning of the second parak. Tami Shirad Litvah, Tami goes down to the Mikvah, Suffolk, Tavel, Suffolk, Light Tavel. Suffolk went to the Mikvah or not, Vafil Tavel, or let me be clear. He went, Yared Litvah, went down to the Mikvah to immerse himself, Suffolk, if he had a chatzitz on him or not. So that's Suffolk. Tavel, Suffolk, Leit Tavel. Or Vafil Tavel, or he for sure went in the Mikvah, no Chatzitza, but Suffolk, Tavel, Barbam, Suffolk, Leit Tavel, Barbam, Suffolk, if he was Tavel and Abam, Suffolk, if it wasn't Abam, Suffolk, if it wasn't a share of a Mikvah. Now, very important, before we go further, to point out, just a quick, diak for the Mishnah Melech, that we're saying, a Tame Sheyorad Litvel. Why? It sounds like he for sure went down to go to the Mikvah, and we're not sure if there's a Chatzitza, or we're not sure if there's a shear of Mikvah. Why not talk about case where he forgets if he went down to the Mikvah? He goes all the time to the Mikvah. He forgot if he went to the Mikvah this time. He is a Safik born Bechlal. Mishnah Melech wants to be a diak that if it's a Safik went to the Mikvah Bechlal, then we would say, even by, we're going to make a chiluk over here between Darabon and Daraisas. I'm going to say by Darabon you go to the Kula, and by Daraisas you go to the Chumra. Even by Darabon we go to the Chumra. Safik if he went to the Mikvah Bechlal, Even by Darbanan, we go to Chumrah. This whole distinction the Mishnah is going to make between Darbanan and Raisas coming up is talking about a case where we have a Suffolk. He went to the mikvah, but Suffolk if it was a kosher dipping. But if it's a Suffolk, if he went to the mikvah, we'd for sure be machmer. And Rabbi Kiva says the same exact idea of Erev. If it's a Suffolk, if he made the Erev Bechal, that's for sure not going to be good. If it's a Suffolk, he didn't remember if he made the Erev Bechal, for sure not going to be good. No tzad that it's good. Even though it's talking about Erev is Darbanan, still no good. For sure no good. If it's made an Erev in Suffolk, if the Erev was good, that's going to be, that's where we have our Shailos, which fits very well in parallel to the deed the Mishnah Mel is making in this Mishnah. Okay, says the Mishnah, Suffolk Tavel, Suffolk Le Tavel, meaning Suffolk if it's a chatzitza there or not, or Suffolk if it was 40 sa or not, v'chein shtei mikvahs, or if there's two mikvahs there, v'chein v'achas yesh b'am arba misa, v'achas eim arba misa. In a case we have two mikvahs, one of them had 40 sa, one of them didn't have 40 sa, v'tav v'achas when he went into one of them, v'nei dev yesh b'am tavel. So he did an act of tefillah, but the question was if he did a kosher act of tefillah. The halach is sveikei tamei, the Suffolk is tamei. Says the Mishnah qualifies, when do we say Suffolk tamei? Tafka b'tamechamura, which is a fancy way of saying tamei deraisa. By tamei deraisa, we say that yeah, we go to chumra. He's becheskas tamei remains tamei. Ava b'tamekala by tamekala going to achol echol tameim. Tamekala is we ate echol tameim. We actually referenced it earlier in the share today that a person can only become tamei from a rishon from an avatama. A person or kalim can only become a rishon tamei. They can only become tamei from an avatama, or of course avia vayis tamei, but they cannot become tamei from something which is a lower level like a rishon tamei. Food typically is at highest level is only a rishon tamei. And therefore, when a person eats food on a derived level, he does not become tummy. Food cannot convey tummy to a person because there's only a reason in the first place. It can't make a person tummy. But the Rabbanim Gaiza, when a person eats food, it makes him tummy. It's one of the Gzairis of the Rabbanim, so that's considered tummy college Rabbanim. The Mishnah is going to bring a whole bunch of other cases as well. These are all cases, if you remember, that we had back in Shabbos, the beginning of Shabbos thing. The Yudchas Varim, in the first paragraph of Shabbos, in the teens, in the early Bad, discusses the 18 things that Rabbanim Gaiza are tumma. These are all tummy Rabbanim. Says the Gemara. So these types of cases, Avot tummy kala. So for example, Shachal Eichon Tuman, Yedechon Tuman, Shasamash Tuman, drink mashka to him, the above race of Ruben Maim Shuvim, where he put Moses' body in Maim Shuvim is a gzera that people are going to think Maim Shuvim on Matar in the first place, and therefore Maim Shuvim can pass on the mikvah, the Rabbanim with Geyser, that we treat it as if that person who, even if he was in a mikvah, if he goes Moses' body to Maim Shuvim and passes him, he now needs to go to the proper mikvah again. Aishanah is Gzeir Dabbanan. Aishanah for Al-Reish of Rubei, Shosh Lugam Maim Shuvim, or instead of going into Maim Shuvim, it fell on his head. In all these cases, he's tummy only midar baran and viyari v'tavel. Litbal, if he then went to go to the mikvah, suffik tavel suffik v'tavel. As a suffik, if he's the mar is funny, the mar saying an answer, he's going to chazer over the whole of the mishnah. I don't know why the mar couldn't rely on us just reading back the mishnah outside, but it goes quickly. Viyari litbal suffik tavel suffik v'tavel. Suffik if he had a chetitza or not, afil tavel or if he's showing the mikvah, but suffik tavel bar mamasa suffik late tavel bar mamasa suffik if he went into 40 some mikvah or not, chesha mikvahs or there's two mikvahs bachas yesh bar mamasa bachas im bar mamasa or There's a one of them has 40 so one of them doesn't, and we're not sure if it's which one he went into. In all these cases, the Mishnah says sveke tamei tar. In all these cases, the Mishnah says that he's going to be tar. So again, the Mishnah first said that Suffolk is tamei in all those cases, and the Mishnah that elaborates says that's only by deraisa, but by derabanan it goes through all the cases again. It says by derabanan sveka is going to be cool, is going to be tar. That's the Tanakam who's speaking. That's Remeir. Rabbeisi is metame. We see over here very clearly that when it comes to derabanan, the Tanakam who's Remeir is saying tar, suffix tar. So why over here in our sugya is Remeir saying that a suffix is tame? Now for those keeping track, who argued on Remeir in our Mishnah about this suffix if this air was around by Benish Mashas? The one who argued on Remeir in the Mishnah was Rabbi Yasi said that it's the kula, that you say it is good. So we only have a steer in both Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yasi, and the Mars will leave that tomorrow. The Mars is going to address that on top of Lava Manalf for the steer of Yasi. But let's focus for now on the steer of Meir. We have a steer of Meir. Meir Basta saying that a suffix darbanan by Erev is a problem, and if they're saying it's okay, answers the Gemara, Kasavra, Meir, Tchum and Daraisa, Ninu. Rabbi Meir holds that Tchum is Daraisa. Tchum is not a Dindra Abanan. He holds a Kabekiva. Tchum is Daraisa. If Tchum is Daraisa, then therefore it makes perfect sense why he's being Machmer in our Sugya, like he says over there by the Sugya Mikvayas. When you have a Safi Daraisa, you go to Chumra. Safi Darbanan, you go to Kula. Safi Rabbi Meir, Tchum is Daraisa. Does Rabbi Meir say Tchum is Daraisa? Does he really say that? But now we learned the Mishnah, Im En Yach Lavliya, in a case where he's not able to. You're trying to measure the tchum, and in measuring the tchum, let's say it goes through valleys or goes through mountains, so it's very hard to measure. If you take like a string, back some sort of measuring tape, you're going to go over the surface of the ground. It's going to be much longer than if you can cut through. You can't cut through. What do you do? Over here, we said Rabbi Yisrael said Rabbi Yana said name of Meir that Shemati Shagad Marim. I have heard that he could pierce through the mountains, meaning you can take a string and view it as if you cut a hole through the mountain and measure that way, and not measure over the whole top, going upwards and downwards over the mountain, meaning which allows for a much further distance of tchum by doing that way. Now, so what? So what? Maybe that's a way of measuring even for the rises. But Mer says we see clearly elsewhere that you don't use this method of piercing holes through mountains, so to speak, and measuring the more linear fashion when it comes to derisas. When you employ this method of making holes, piercing through the mountains to make measuring, where do you have measuring, other measurings derisa? by our miklat, the halacha is, of course, our miklat, but there's also area around the city has also considered a place of refuge, even right outside the city, so you used to measure how big that, to make sure it fits within those boundaries. Similarly, by Egla Rufa, you have to see which city it's closer to, so you measure Egla Rufa. These are biblical derisa measurements, and we say Eimekadrin. So if Rameir is allowing this malach of piercing by Tchum, wouldn't that be an indication that the old Tchum is Drabanan? Says more like Kasha, Hadi Dei, Hadi Rabbe. You're right, it's a machlekes between Rebbe and his own, between Rameir and his own Rebbe. When we say in our Mishnah, Rameir says that there's a problem by Tchum, because the old tchum is deraisa, and by safek when machmer is Rameir's own personal shita. He subscribes to shita. I feel like we had this earlier in the Masechta as well. He subscribes to shita of Rakiva that tchum is deraisa. Whereas when he quotes, it's not going to make sense. When he quotes it, b'shem Rabbi. What was the lashon we said? Rab Destai Bariane Mishum Rameir. Rameir says these words. Shamati, I heard. Shemekad Barim. Rameir is saying, I heard from my Rabbeim. I don't agree. Shemati vlei sviri, I heard, but I don't agree. So Shemati Shemekad Mbarim, that was his Rebbe speaking. Dekanami the Mer speaks out the Diak. Bezuamar Bday Stay Bayana Bishra Mer, Shemati Bishakad Mbarim, I heard the Mekad Mbarim. So we see Shemamino, it's Rameir quoting his Rebbe, he himself doesn't hold of it. Let's just finish Rameir Shita till it takes us, then one more Sira Rameir takes us till the top of the Amad, which gets into the Sira of Rabbi Yasi, which we referenced earlier. From Rameir Derais to Rameir, we still have a Sira Rameir on Derais. We just established according to Rameir, Rameir himself holds that by Derais, Rameir for sure said in the Mishnah by McVoyce that by Derisas we're Machmir, we have a case where it's seemingly even by Derisa Rameir is gonna be Makel, right? By us also. We're saying Rameir holds air as Tchum is Derisa, and that's why he's saying Safik Derisa by Tchum is Lechumra, because in general across the board by Safik Derisas we go Lechumra. We're gonna have a problem that we have a seerah from the interpretation we said in our Mishnah and the Mishnah McVoyce, Rameir says Safik Derisa Lechumra to the following Mishnah. Datan, we learned in a Mishnah, there's a Mishnah in Taharis. If one touches a person at night, he didn't realize, he couldn't tell if the person was alive when he touched him at night. And they woke up in the morning, and he found the guy was dead. So do we say they touched him when he already was dead? You have to assume he's talking to his mace or not. Rameir Matar. Now this is Din Derais, obviously, of Tumas Mace. Rameir is being Matar. The Chum say, you treat it like Tashmis Mitzyasan. If at the time you found that you discovered the person dead, you discovered to be Tame, you assume that you go backwards and say it was Tame till you know not, and therefore the Chum say Tame. But Rameir Lamaisa says, guy remains with his cheskas tara, and he's not tamei. Even by deraisa, you see, by stuff deraisa, he's going the kula. Amar Yirmiyah, Mishnah Seinu Shailov Sheretz Kol Benish Mashas. The Mishnah, it really, Rameir would tackle the kula. But the case of the Mishnah was we had a Sheretz on the truma, meaning our Mishnah by Erevin. Our Mishnah via we were v'safik. We have a case where you had a Sheretz creeping on the truma, the entire Benish Mashas. So the food was tamei while it already was day. The food is ready tummy by day, and that's where our mayor is saying it's not a good Erev because the sheretz touched the chuma while it was day ready. So therefore, mayor taka goes. He wants to say our mayor taka goes. You go the kula by tuma, but our mishnah it already had the sheretz on it by day. In fact, the obvious question: Yachi, Palim Rabbi Yosi, Safek Erev leKasher. How could any shita argue? How could basically argue if it was ready with tummy before daytime, before the onset of Shabbos, while still daytime? So what will be the tzad that it's kasher the Erev? The mayor says, Rabbi Yosi, I'm tavayu hachu b'shtekitei demaskinan. We're talking about a unique case. We're talking about machlekes between Edom, what the story was. The machlekes was between Edom, whether the tumah took place while it was still day, or whether the tumah took place at night. That's where we have our case. We have a suffix, but a suffix is based on a machlekes between Edom. Rameir holds that even though normally, I'll say chazakah, cheskas tara, and that allows. And by the way, the case of McVoy's before either, because over there the guy was tummy. He went to the mikvah, he was tummy. So over there, suffix would be, Rameir would agree, suffix goes to chumrah, and he's going to remain tummy. But over here with the guy in a suffix, by the case of touching the mace at night, the guy is a suffix deraisa that became tummy, but he has a cheskas kashrus, Rameir says cheskas kashrus wins. In our case over here, Rabbi Meir is not going to allow Chazaka to win to say the Truma is Bechasas Tara. Why? Because you have Edom versus Edom. You have Trey Trey. Trey Trey is much stronger than Chazakas, and therefore you cannot allow the Chazaka, the Truma Tara, to say Tara. And therefore, Meir is going to say back to the Klal that a Suffolk Teresa will go Lechumra. Says the Gemara on top of the Amid last line. Rava Amar Rava says, different answer. Hasam Trey Chazaka Lekula. Over there, by the question of the person died, you have two Chazakas Lekula. Two Chazakas. Chazaka, the guy lived as long as possible, and Chazaka, this guy who touched him was Tara. They have two Chazakas Lekula, and therefore you go Lekula. And that's where is making. We have two chazakas kula. Hachachat chazakas kula. We only have one chazakas kula. And avada by a deraisa, we have a suffix. We go lechumra. Stam is a suffix. We go lechumra. If you have two chazakas kula, then we go lechula. But otherwise, we go lechumra. So we've answered the steers, the various steers for a mayor in different places of Shas. One thing we see very clear in this Amud, we're discussing at least according to mayor, suffix deraisa lechumra, which is how we paskin. Suffix deraisa is lechumra. If Safi derives lechumra, then what's the pshat by svek sveka? That's one of the many discussions about Safi derives lechumra. But one basic conversation is, if Safi derives lechumra, what's pshat svek sveka is mutter? You should have to be machmer on both svekas. Safi derives lechumra, you should have to be machmer on both svekas. So the mahalchim, one of the main mahalchim in the first they give is that it becomes like a rave. Svek sveka makes a rave tzadim. Svek sveka makes it that rave of the possibilities, rave of the tzadim, are lekula. So once you have rave, the kula, we know you go past the rave. Rave does work. Rave is a derais tikkus fara, and therefore that's one of the pshatim least how we can circumvent even if safik derais lechumra. Svek sveka becomes mutter. This idea of safik derais lechumra is actually the lumdus of it is a whole discussion which leads to many afkaminas. We'll just touch on the lumdus. Is it the pshat that I'm mechuyev to go lechumra because I have a chiyev the raisa. It forces, I have to take on the tzad chumra, the tzad that this is usher, the tzad that there's a problem. Or is the pshat, I don't want to say why not, but almost like a why not. When it comes to raisa, there's a svar that if I can satisfy the deraisa, why wouldn't I try to satisfy deraisa as much as possible? Nafkamina between if it's more of, again, I may be saying it wrong, but why not? Nafkamina is, in a case where if I still do it, it's still a suffix. In a case where I carry out this chumra, it's still a suffix. If it's a vart that I'm a chuyiv to do no matter what, by suffix deraisa the chumra, then I still have to do it. If it's a vart that why not fulfill this, the suffix, be machmer, to potentially fulfill the deraisa, that works if I'm actually fulfilling deraisa. If not for sure fulfilling deraisa, that maybe wouldn't work. That is actually a svar that Shlomo brings down, Shlomo Miller Shlita brings down, why the Hamainam that does not wear tchelas, because it's only a suffix, it may not be tchelas. So one issue why we don't wear tchelas is because it makes it worse, potentially. Pashtas it does. Pashtas it wouldn't make any issue. So why, even if, let's say, it's not tchelas, what's the big deal? Let us all wear tchelas, right? Let's all wear, like the Shita, some in YU, some of the Rashivas there, they have Rashi Shechter, and others, they hold wear tchelas because at the very worst, you don't have tchelas. What did you lose? So one of the svaras brought down for Shlomo Miller, why perhaps what we don't have to, and not why not to, why not have to, is because when I'm doing something which is not going to be, is not going to take me out of my suffix. Anyway, I'm still misuffix. There's no point. I mean, you don't say suffix lechumra in a case where I'm not clarifying, I'm not for sure being yetza when I do it. Anyway, an interesting svara. We'll pause over here, pick up our mitzvah tomorrow.